Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I'm a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending the current academic year in Jerusalem. For this week's Parsha, Parshat Bo, I want to do a bit of a meta drash, talking about like how to drash. And what's so beautiful about the Torah text is that there's so much meaning that can be derived from even the simplest of phrases. So for this week, I want to hone in on Exodus 12, Pasuk 40, which reads, U'moshav b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'mitzrayim 30 shana ve'arba ma'ot shana. The amount of time that the Israelites dwelled in Egypt was 430 years. I want to focus on what meaning can we derive from this amount of time that the Israelites dwelled in Egypt, 430 years. And to do so, if you've listened to some of my other episodes, hopefully it's clear that we're going to be having some fun with Gematria this week, as per usual. So 430 is an interesting number because 430 is the same numerical value for nefesh, which within the Kabbalistic system, nefesh is the first level of the soul. Afterwards is ruach and then neshama. And nefesh also means breath. The nefesh component of the soul is characterized by base level instincts and desires. And as Gershom Scholem writes in his book, Kabbalah, that the nefesh is the source of a person's animal vitality and of the totality of a person's psychophysical functions. To put that in understandable English, nefesh is baseline. Every living thing has nefesh. And it's the basic functioning or basic programming of what it means to be alive. In addition to this, if we take 430 and we employ another trick that when you're using Gematria or using any system of numerology, it's you take a number and you reduce it down to its single digit value. If we take 430, we get 7. 4 plus 3 plus 0 is 7. And 7 is indicative of the seventh sphera in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life system, which is Netzach, which is translated usually as victory or eternity or lasting endurance, and is connected to the right leg of the body and movement. In addition to this, the number 7 is known as a perfect number, a mystical number, and it's a complete number. And 7 takes us back to creation. The world, the universe was created within 7 days. So from this number 430, we have this idea of the first level of the soul. We have this idea of netzach, of lasting endurance and being victorious in something. And we have this idea of creation or completion. So these ideas are something that I've derived. And I also want to pull in a really nice gematria from Or HaChaim, also known as Chaim Ibn Attar, who was an 18th century Moroccan Torah commentator and Kabbalist. And he points out that 430 is also the numeric value for Tohu Vavohu, which is the phrase that we find in the beginning of Bereishit, the beginning of Genesis, that before the world was made, everything was Tohu chaos, which is 411, and Vohu was void. So before the creation of the world, everything was chaotic and nothingness and unfinished and untapped potential. So now going back to the meaning of 430, at one level we can interpret it as having to do something with nefesh, the first level of the soul, the basic functioning of the psyche. So we can understand this idea that the Israelites were in Egypt for 430 years, and maybe this means that by being in Mitzrayim, the narrow place, either they were caught at this basic level of human functioning and weren't able to access higher levels of human potential. Or perhaps we interpret it as meaning that after 430 years, Israel was finally able to gain the freedom and the autonomy to make the most basic of choices, the most basic of choices which they were unable to make during their time in slavery. In addition to this, it's clear that there's some connection to the creation story. And perhaps the 430 years is about, those 430 years were a period of chaos and emptiness. And it was only after that time period that Israel was able to move from chaos and emptiness and void into creation, and that the exit from Mitzrayim, from the narrow place, is coming from formlessness into form, which we see as the Israelites finally becoming a people throughout their wandering in the desert. What's beautiful about this is we have all of these options, this myriad of possible meanings, found from just this single phrase, this idea that the Israelites were in Egypt for 430 years. And I think this is indicative about what is so beautiful about the Torah text, is that there's so much potential meaning that is found there. And it can be found only if you start looking. So my bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is that within even the tiniest of phrases, the tiniest of moments, those experiences which seem like footnotes, may we have the ability to discover meaning even in those places, because it's waiting to be discovered. All we have to do is start looking. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.